Hello, welcome to Jumeirah Street Cinema. How can I help you?
Jumeirah Street Cinema is situated within the Campbelltown region and has done its duty in giving its public the experience of watching movies for over 40 years now. I talked to Campbelltown history aficionado Julie Crowley to get a better idea of the street's origins.
It was what we used to call sewer lane. It was pretty mushy and just, it was all not paved. It was all boggy and dreadful when we were kids, and it was basically an area you just didn't go to because there was nothing down there.
What it got was a pretty big upgrade.
The council's motivation in those days was to provide a place for the community to have entertainment because there was no cinema.
Manager Stuart Lane highlighted the cheaper prices as being a trademark of their business.
The plan is for a low price but a higher volume of customers.
He was part of the reason it was reopened. Him and a man who was specifically responsible for how the building turned out.
Okay, so could you just tell me about who Ron Moore is?
Ron Moore, of course, that he was.
Ron Moore is the reason the cinema is what it is today.
Ron Moore came to Campbelltown first in about 1957. Ron came as the manager of a hardware store chain. I worked for him. I had a strong interest in cinemas and I knew how to run projectors and things, so we talked about it a lot. A group of local business people that didn't include Ron, he wasn't part of that, and they operated it for about 10 years and struck hard times for some reason, which I'm not aware of, in the early 90s, and it closed. So the council was left with an empty cinema building, and Ron then took it over.
What he did for that cinema didn't come from a need to earn more money, but for something much more charitable.
He felt that for many of the low-income people in this area, it was unaffordable, and he wanted to take the opportunity here to try and operate a discount price cinema. Many of these family people were customers of this hardware shop, so he knew them well, and he knew their financial positions and what life was like for them. And he saw an opportunity to run the cinema at a lower cost base so we could offer more affordable movies.
His presence within the Campbelltown community was already very well established even before he took over the reins of the then abandoned cinema.
He was a member here and donated time, he donated money, he paid for publications. He was absolutely brilliant in terms of being philanthropic to the history of Campbelltown.
He donated a lot of either goods, as in cinema tickets or hardware items, and cash also to a lot of local children's sporting groups.
But I cannot think of anyone of his fame now. I think he was a driving force. He helped us hugely. He opened the cinema, which of course we know is a community because their pricing is a community. They give sandwiches on Tuesdays to the older folk. Like it is that old, the feeling of that old-fashioned community cinema. It isn't big business. It's making a business work, but still making it work for your community.
His plans for a discount cinema was going to set them apart from others.
Their prices were more typical for cinemas at the time. So we're talking the early 90s, where a ticket at a Greater Union cinema was between $10 and $12, and this cinema originally was around that level too. And Ron opened it, we came in at $5 for adults and $4 for children, and which was half. But now if you think, your average cinema ticket is more $18 to $20, and we're $7.50. So in a sense we're cheaper than we were back then. That was our original operating plan, and we've just retained that plan because it really suits this area.
His ideals and altruistic mindset literally shaped the cinema into something that put the people first. It held on to his image even after his passing and is still one of the only discount cinemas that exists within the New South Wales area.
This place exists in the form it runs today because Ron reopened it when it was closed in that form, and the format he came up with as a budget price cinema, it's good for the community and it works as a business model.
Jumeirah Street Cinema does more than a unique business practice. It's a building that's built from a kind sentiment, one that made it into a community cinema. And that idea lives on even after Ron.
So this place does have his own form of legacy in it.
Yeah, right, sir? Yeah, yeah.